sent one over to 50 of her sister for a little baby that had a club foot. And she told the lady, she said, you tie the handkerchief on its foot, and the Lord's going to heal it. So she left the handkerchief on about 2 weeks, and it got so dirty. And she said, you can wash it and put it back on. So she did, and the handkerchief got getting kind of old and worn. She said, well, there's no difference in the baby's foot, that I just might as well take it off. And she said, oh, don't you do that. If it comes to pieces, you tie it with strings and tie it back on there. She said, because I know that it will get well. She'd seen so many things done in the meeting. And the woman did that. So she just had a few strings of that handkerchief tied on the baby's foot. And one morning, she went to get the baby. And the Lord had been there that night. And the baby's foot was straight. And she brought the baby to the meeting to show and brought the strings that was left on the handkerchief and had the baby's picture before and where it was and how the little baby's foot was clubbed in like that. A little baby about 8 or 10 months old, and there was a little baby's foot just as normal as any other baby. Now, what if she just showed the handkerchief away and said, well, that's where we miss the blessing. We're afraid to wait on God just a little bit, see? You've heard that? Only wait. Again, I hear that whisper. Only wait. It won't be very long. Even now, the Father's hand is pleading. Soon with Jesus, we will sing the victory song. That's fine. Just wait on God. Believe it, confess it, stay with it, and God will bring it to pass for you. I'd be happy to send right to you, do anything that I could. If you ever want me to have a personal letter, just write on it personal, and my secretary won't even open it. You'll wait till I get home or send it to me, where I am. If anything that I can do to help you, I'll be glad. Now, if it's anything concerning religious ideas, I'd rather you'd ask your pastor, because I don't like to do that, you see. Because I'm out here praying for the sick. And you take your local pastor and something like that. If there's anything that I can help otherwise, I'll be glad to do it. Now, I believe I have covered everything that I know of thanking you, dear people, for all that you've done. And now, may God be with you. Now, I want to read just some scripture a little bit. And we're going to start the prayer line. And we're going to expect our Heavenly Father to do exceedingly, abundantly, of all that we could even, aren't we? That's what we want Him to do tonight, is to do the great, the impossible things of it, to make all these sick people well. Now, I want you to do this for me tonight. This is a strangest time, great anticipation. And, dear Christian friends, from all my heart, I've tried just as hard as I could in this meeting. I've walked down over these wheelchairs night after night. Joined in two or three of them, it's been healed. I've watched. Usually I try to call somebody that's not on a wheelchair when I'm talking about their diseases, cause anyone to look at the person in the wheelchair and know what's wrong with them. That's not a mystery. But every time when I talk to the person, a little bit, and watch them, I see what's their trouble. But then, it wouldn't be right for me to say that they were healed. God wouldn't respect me if I didn't tell the truth, you see. And they wouldn't be healed. When I see them healed, and I say, and I want all you people suffering here, there's people in here on cots and stretchers, probably with arthritis, and all twisted up or bound up, and some of them laying here in chairs, and people leaning on canes and crutches all along here. I want you people to do this for me tonight. I want you to pay real close attention to what I'm going to say in a few minutes. And then I want you to accept my word and believe me. Will you do it? And just don't think that your case is too hard. What is a hard case with our Lord? When I, with my Bible here, can testify of three people that I know has died and passed into eternity. Number one of them even pronounced dead by the doctor and gone on. Their loved ones have done better. It's alive tonight. It's alive. And cases of, you take those cancers. You take those cancers when they're eaten up. The flesh is all gone away. They've been eaten up, and here you are tonight. A lady came in not long ago. Her boy is an exterminator at Texarkana. I was down in, I believe it was in Dallas, where we were having a meeting. And she came through the line. She had her handkerchief up like this, and she was trying to hold my coat. It was we was having what we used to have, the fast line. She was holding my coat. And she, I thought she was weeping. I took her overhand, and there a big cancer began getting.
turning it, make the funny kind of. And I held her hand. I said, "Sister, do you know you got cancer?" And she dropped her handkerchief down, and her nose was eaten off. And she said, "Yes, sir. I've been being treated at Memphis, Tennessee." Said, "For a long time, my doctor gave me up a young lady about 38, 40 years old, maybe just a little older." And I said, "Well, that you believe?" And she said, "Reverend Branham, she herself was a pastor." And she said, "I have, ever since I've heard of your meeting," she said, "I've always said, if I could just catch your attention to get you to know that I want you to ask God for me to be healed, I'd get well." And I said, "Bless your heart, sister. God will surely reward you for that." And one night, about 2 or 3 months after that, here come a young fellow run up through the building. He said, "Brother Branham," asked me if I knew this lady he had by his arm. And I said, "No, I don't believe I do." It was his young mother. And she wasn't only here, she had a nose. And so she said, when it started just quit hurting that very night. And said that one morning when she got up and looked, she had a cloth over it in the mirror, while her children was excited and everything, a flesh was growing back. And she didn't only have a heel nose, but another nose that growed out to where that had been eaten. And she went to testify to her doctor. Now listen to this. She went to testify, said, "Don't you remember me?" Said, "Yes, but what's happened?" Said, "Well, I changed doctors." And he said, "Well, who are you doctoring with now?" And said, "I'm doctoring with Dr. Jesus." And you know what that doctor asked her now? Think of this. He said, "I don't believe I ever heard of him. Where is he in practice at?" Where is he in practice at? She said, "In glory." That is right. Now, dear friends, those things are not made. I give you name and address. You can write and look at the woman yourself. And thousands of cases. Now, if only one case could be definitely proven to be healed, that would prove that God was a healer. Is that right? How many of you have been healed by divine healing? Let's see your hands. Just look. Seeing that we were compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses. Now let's believe him with all of our heart tonight. And then I want you tonight to do this. To accept him as your healer. If you're blind, crippled, or got heart trouble, now the worst thing there is, the quickest thing, and one that kills more people than anything else, is heart trouble. Number two is cancer. Number three is tuberculosis. And those are the three major enemies of the human race here in America. Now, looky here, I see people here, old mothers leaning on their crutches. I see them sitting in wheelchairs, a poor little fellow sitting here, all drawn up. And he wants to be up and be well. Or look at an old dad sitting out there, drawn with arthritis, and weeping now, looking at me. He wants to be well. But those people may live an ordinary lifetime. Just in their affliction, they suffer much until arthritis gets at a certain stage and it's painless. All the bones run together. Now, but friends, that they live maybe several years, but a man with a heart trouble or a cancer has got to have some help right now. And he's going to die right now. Okay. And so now, I want tonight, since you've seen so many things, I want these people on these stretchers and wheelchairs and on crutches and supports. I want you. I'm going to pray. God will give us a prayer line in a few minutes and start praying for the sick and the afflicted. And if your prayer card is called, amen. When you come up here at the platform, I want you to believe with all your heart that you're going to get up from that chair or cot or stretcher or whatever it is and get off of this platform and walk off of here well. Now, I cannot tell you whether you will or not, but I can only say what he tells me to say. And if you'll do what he says, then you'll be all right. If I ask you to get up, you get up. I don't care how bad you're crippled, you get up. Just make your effort, stop, and watch what happens. And I've never seen it fail. And I won't tell you because he tells me. Now, I asked you people the first night that I come here that if these signs didn't take place down to the meeting, the secrets of the people's hearts, things that they've forgotten for years, the diseases old, and all like that perfectly, everyone perfectly, then you say that if that didn't happen, then you could say I was a false prophet. But if it did happen, I said, give God glory. Is that what I said? Now I want to ask you, has it happened? If it has, be honest, raise your hands. If it's happened, if you've seen them things, say please. Thank you. How many here for your first time? Let's see your hand. People here for your first time. Just look at them here for their first time. Now, how many here are testified to those people that's here are raising up your hands as those things really happened? Let's see your hands. Now, you first time people, you've seen the discernment tell the people what was wrong, tell them the things of their life. Now, sometimes I have to hurry right through, sometimes just go get three or four or five things to the person that if they know that. If you sit down and talk, just as long as you're talking, that vision will keep moving. And then you, when it stops, then if you won't start again, just keep talking, it'll start again. I have no control of it. And now, I'm testifying that myself, I'm the least among you. You heard my life story this afternoon. And you know that what I've had to come through. And I'm the least among you. But I'm very thankful for the opportunity to represent my master before his children. That's right. God bless you. I want to read some of the word now, and we'll go to the service just in a moment. I want to read from the fourth chapter of St. Matthew to begin with the 23rd verse. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all the sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him a great multitude of people from Galilee, and from Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Now, just for a brief moment's talk, I'd like to take this for a text in the 17th chapter of St. John, the first verse. Jesus, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes into heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. And we bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, solemnly, reverent, we bow our hearts to you just now to thank you for this great meeting that we're now coming near to the end, and asking you to make this the climax, the great climax, that many, not only many, but that all the people who are sitting present, that sick, are possessed with foul spirits, that they may be delivered tonight, and that you might receive glory. Father, I thank thee for the ministers, my brethren, that's sitting here with me tonight to land their faith in this meeting line as I pray for the sick. And I pray that your spirit, the angel of God, whose servant I am, may come tonight and vindicate his great presence to be here and make it an outstanding time, that the people may never fear no more, but to know that the supernatural great God of heaven is here among people and is now working among his children, that they may, if they start to do anything wrong, that they would know that there's an all-seeing eye watching them, and if they would do something right, know that there's a Heavenly Father watching them who will, in return, give them a reward. For we reap as we sow. Now, Lord, I pray thee with my whole heart, soul, and mind that you will make this meeting a great blessing. And may the people understand these few words. And I pray that you will circumcise the lips of your servant and the hearts of your people, that I may speak the right thing and they may hear and believe. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let us all, for justice, this is next part of the service now, and the prayer line, let's just settle down all around the outside. Now I thank you young people for your fine behavior at the tent. And now, here's your mother's and dad. If they're not sure, there's somebody's that love them just as well as you love yours. And they're wanting to get well. And I'm trying to do all that I can to help them to be well. And I'd appreciate anything that you all would do for my mother if she was sick or in need. And I know that you'll feel the same way towards me. And now, everyone listen as close as you can and believe with all your heart. Now, I'm not a speaker, and I don't aim to preach or try, but I just want to speak a few words so that your faith will not fail you now. Now, we'll talk for a moment about gifts. The gifts of God has always been on the earth. Many times God couldn't find anybody to put them on. But listen closely. God never takes his spirit from the earth. God will take his man from the earth, but never his spirit. Did you know that? The spirit that was up on Elijah came up on Elisha. Is that right? In a double portion, came on down in John the Baptist. Is that right? That God never takes his spirit, he takes his man. He's taken his son up to heaven, sent back his spirit. And he promised that he would be with us, the comforter, unto the end of the world. Now I want you to notice that it's the same Holy Spirit that was in the days of the apostles, are here, is here now, present tense, in this meeting, working among the people. Now, it behooves you to realize this, that it isn't your brother, it is your Lord Jesus who is here. And we're all representatives of his. Now, we know that's the truth. Do you believe that's true? Now that his Holy Spirit is here, and he's just as willing, and he can work through the people as the people will let him work. Do you believe that? Now, there was many things that Jesus himself could not do because of unbelief. Is that right? Many things he could not do. We hate to think that. But he could not do it because of their unbelief. Now, the right mental attitude. All you along here, do you understand what I mean when I say the right mental attitude? That's your right mental attitude towards God's divine promise will bring any promise to pass. Now, maybe you don't believe, you say, well, my faith is weak. I wouldn't confess it. See? Don't let the devil know that. Always say, I've got good faith. I believe God with all my heart. See? Don't testify nothing of the devil. And when you accept him as your healer, don't never act like you're sick or crippled anymore. Believe that you're healed. Take him at his word. Then it's all over on God then, and not on you. See? You, as long as you take God at his word, then the word will produce what it promised to do. Is that right? I have faith, believing with all your heart. Now Jesus here was speaking. He said, Father, the time has come. Now, there's season for everything. Do you believe that? You sow in a certain season, and you reap in a certain season. And there's seasons when the time comes that's right for things to happen. Do you believe that? The time came one time for God to destroy the world with water. And he sent a man by the name of Noah. And God got the world ready for judgment. And he said that the time came for Noah to go into the ark. Look, Noah could not go into the ark before God was ready for him to go. But when the season came for Noah to go into the ark, God shut the door behind Noah. Is that right? All the opportunities for anyone else to ever enter was gone because that God had closed the door. And there's coming a time when God's going to close the door for every one of you. Do you believe that? A man certainly can send away his day of grace. Do you believe it? If someone sickle ready. Get some of the ministers to go out there and pray with them, if you will. Bring them out to the side there. Probably someone fainted so hot in the building. And take them out there so they can pray with them, a couple of the ministers. Now look this away, friends. This is the word of God. If you're concerned about being healed, listen to what I'm saying. See? Listen to me. Satan will make that person sick, certainly. It'll attract your attention and get away from what I'm trying to tell you. That's his business. And I'm determined tonight, by the grace of God, to see God's big hand moving here, no matter what takes place. And I want you to listen to me. Watch this away. Give me your attention. And now, if you will just only believe and take God at his word. Now notice, when the time came for Noah to go into the ark, the doors closed, but they would not close until that time came. If that came time one time for the children of Israel to be delivered from the Egyptian bondage, and when the time of the promise drew nigh, they raised up a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph. Why? The season was there. He had respected Israel till that time, but the season was there for no more respect. That God could shower down his judgments upon the people. The time had come. One time the Hebrew children, when they were carried over in Babylon, listen, the time came when they had to stand for what was right. The king made a proclamation, and he said that whosoever will not bow down to this image shall be thrown in the fiery furnace. The time came for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to show their colors, their faith in God. So they turned their back to the image. They said, our God is able to deliver us from this fiery furnace, but nevertheless, we'll not bow down to any of their images. There it was. It was time. The season was there. So when the time came that one was going to throw them into the fiery furnace, burn that religion out of them. That's what the devil tries to do all the time. Burn you up on something. Make you sicker when you're prayed for. Make you think you've lost your experience with God. He's a lying to you. The time comes when you have to stand on God's word. Stand alone, but when that time comes, stand there. There's got to be a time when you've got to separate yourself between your feelings and your faith. That's the time it is tonight. The time comes that when these Hebrew children had to seal their testimony by a fiery furnace, I can see them that morning. Let's look immediately. I can see them that morning. There's come a great time in Babylon. The king said, now look, we've got some fanatics down here, and they're causing us a little trouble with their religion. So we just build a furnace fire over there and heat it seven times hotter than it ever was hot, and we'll burn that out of them. Could you imagine burning the Holy Ghost out of a man? Can't be done. Notice, I can see the king set himself up on a throne. If did our time came, they bound these Hebrew children, put them in the front of a spear, and started walking up a platform that they were to fall into this great furnace. I can hear Shadrach say to Meshach, hey, you sure you prayed through? Sometimes when Satan puts the heat on, we have to stop and check up. Lord, do I truly believe you? I hear Shadrach say, yes. Well, pray it up now. So someone said, you want to take that bad boy? No. We're willing to seal our testimony with our own life. We're ready now. I hear King Nebuchadnezzar say, now, if you'll bow down to the image, I'll take it back. No. We took our way with the Lord. This side to you. I'm going through with it. The time was for decision, just a few minutes left. Many of you are sitting here tonight in that same condition. Heart trouble, down on these chairs, on these crutches and things. Just a few minutes left in this meeting. Make your decision. The time has come for you to do it.
You've either got to believe what I said to be the truth and what God has wrote in His Bible, or walk away in the same condition. But the time has come. I just said, all right, walk them on up. The heat's beginning to get a little bang. Don't worry. If you accept Him tonight, He's your healer. Satan will put the heat on you tomorrow. Don't you worry about that. Yes, sir. They start walking a little farther than I hear him say, are you sure you're prayed up? Yep. All right. Got right up to just about one step. They begin to feel fainting, like they were going in. In a few minutes, I see these guards with their spears ready to push them over into the fiery furnace that was hit seven times hotter than it ever was hit. Notice, we're painting an awful dark picture down here. Let's turn our camera up this way once. Oh, my. Always when there's anything going on down here, there's something going on up there also. There's always two sides to it, you know. When Satan's on the job, Jesus is also. Ever who you yield your faith to, that's the way it's going. Give it to Christ. Let's look up this way. You know, I can see him sitting up there in his majesty. His priestly robe draped around him. Looking down, I see coming to his life a great angel. His name's Gabriel. Great archangel. He comes running up, pulls his sword. He says, Master, have you looked down in Babylon? Your people's taking a stand for you down there. The hour has come for them to stand, and they're taking a stand. But that bunch of people is going to push them into that fiery furnace. And let me go down there. I'll clean that thing up. I believe he could have done it. Yes, sir. He said he'll give his angel charge over me. I believe the angels of God are encamped about those who fear him. I can hear Gabriel say, I'll go down there and I'll strike Babylon off the map. You let me go down there? Have you considered him? I can hear the master say, yes, Gabriel, you're a wonderful angel. You've obeyed me and stood at my right hand ever since the day that I created you. But I can't let you go. Just can't let you go. When I see coming this way, comes another angel. You know, God's got angels in heaven at his command. I can see another one coming up. Look at him. He rushes up. Oh, Wormwood. He falls down. He has controls of all the ladders. I hear him say, Master, down in Babylon, your children have took a stand. And they're going to throw them in the fiery furnace this morning. They're almost there. And I've stood by your side since you created me. I have the controls of the water. In the antediluvian destruction, I broke up the springs of the deep. I swept on the earth and destroyed the whole world with water. Let me go down there this morning. I'll wash her off the face of the earth. I believe you could have done it, don't you? I can hear him say, can't let you go. You've been a good angel. But I can't let you go. Have you considered him? Yes. All night long, I've been watching him. Brother, his eyes on the sparrow. I know he watches me. He's watching you. He's seeing how much faith you got. How much you got. How much you got. He wants to see what kind of a stand that you'll take. That hour has come now. What are you going to do? He said, I've watched them all night long. I heard every prayer they prayed. You've angels have been good angels, but I can't let you go. Well, I'm going myself. Amen. I can see him rise from his feet. A priestly robe drop around him. I can see him say, come here, east wind, west wind, north and south. Every single baby. I can hear him say, get out of that big white. Turn your head out down there for a chest. I can see him roll up to his throne. Step over on the air, my. Reach up and get a hold of zigzag lightning. Pass for the tree of life and kick off a palm. What's the matter? I'm going to Babylon this morning. My children have took a stand. I'm taking a stand too. My. About that time,
Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego went down into the fire furnace, taking their final stand for the Lord. And about the time they got into the fire, there was a fourth person like the Son of God standing there, fanning away the breezes down there. Oh, my heart. His eye is on the cell. If he would come all the way from glory to Babylon for a great children, how much more will he come to Phoenix tonight for all of those who are sitting here bound? The hour has come, Father. The hour has come. The hour has come for you. You're going to make your decision now. The hour has come from some little boys one time, about four of them, sitting at the gate. The Syrians, Jerusalem or Samaria, and they didn't know what to do. And they were covered with leprosy. They couldn't go in. They were outside the gate. They said, "Why do we sit here until we die? Amen. Why sit we here until we die?" In the city, they were boiling one of those children and eating them. You remember the case. The Syrians were camped all around, starving them to death. There was only funerals. They said, if we go in the city, there's nothing to eat there, and if we sit here, we'll surely die. Many of you are sitting in the same place tonight. You've went to the doctor. He's done all he could do for you. If you return, he can't do no more. He's done told you so. So why do you sit there till you die? They only had one opportunity. If they go down to the enemy's camp, if they spare them, they'd live. But if they killed them, they're just going to die anyhow. They're going to die sitting there. So they was willing to take the chance. We call it a starvation committee, formed right away. They come to a quick decision. You must have it the same way tonight. A quick decision now. Use you to say who you'll serve. Take God out of your word. The word's been preached. The signs have been done. The Holy Ghost is here. The time, the hour has come for a decision made amongst the people. What more can God do? Turn it down with signs and wonders, discernment. Prove it scientifically. Put it on a picture. Send it across the world. Thousands times, thousands are witnessing. Others are being healed. What about you? They arose in the middle of the night and started down towards walking by faith towards the host of the Syrians, and God honored their faith. And he caused a great storm to come on the desert, or a roar, run all the Syrians away. They went right on in. But got plenty to eat, got some wine, got happy. And they didn't only save their own life, but they saved the whole city. There's a lot of sick people here with heart trouble, a lot with tuberculosis, a lot with down in stairs. Why don't you tonight? Why do you sit there till you die? The hour has come for you to make a decision now. God can't do no more about it. It's up to you. You've got to make the decision. Why do we sit here till we die? And look, you're not invited to go down, or you're going to have to go down to an enemy camp. You come to a father's house where he's expecting you tonight. He wants you to come. He sent his son, he died. He put the deposit in after your healing. And the hour has come for you to make your decision now. Amen. The hour has come. There was a little woman sitting one time with a blood issue for many years. The blood was flowing from her, and she couldn't get it stopped. She spent all the living with the doctors, and they couldn't be no good. And she said within her heart, if I could only see that man and touch the border of his garment, I'd get well. The hour finally arrived. They heard a noise down there. A boat just landed. Here come a little woman, trying to get through the, what was it? The hour was there. Her opportunity was there. And here she comes, pressing right on through the crowd. Some old people saying, go back, they'll put you out of the temple. She pressed right on. She didn't stop for any of them. Some of them said, the days of miracles is past. That didn't stop her. She pressed on. The hour had come for her to touch. That was all. She pulled right between her feet any way she could get until she got her heart's desire. She touched the border of his garment, and immediately, the party she stopped. The hour had come. Amen. The hour has come. I wish we just had a little time on that, but I've got to stop now. Look, the time has come now where you've got to make a decision. I'll put this challenge to anybody to accept God's word, no matter what's wrong with you, if you'll make your heart right with God and promise God that you'll serve him, and then take him at his word. Don't pay attention to the results you have then. Just believe him, and God will bring it to pass. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe, you receive them, and they shall be given to you. You shall have them if you believe you receive them. You see what I mean? The hour is here. Father, said Jesus, the hour has come, or the time has come. The time has come when the world full of scoffers, like the Bible said it was, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, truth-breakers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. The time has come. The time has come when the signs should follow believers. The time has come for the church to move up or go back. Let's make the decision. Is that right? The time has come. And the time's come now for this revival to come to a close. And dear Christian brother and sister, with all my heart's love for you, I don't know how our Lord Jesus could do anything else to bring your faith to where you should be healed. Is that right? Remember, in the days of his ministry, he passed by hundreds and hundreds of people twisted, blind, and everything, and walked out on blind because they didn't have faith to be healed. He said, walk out by the pool of Bethesda where great multitudes were laying there, lame, halt, blind, and healed one man that had an infirmity for 38 years and passed the group on by. Is that right? St. John Vine. And they questioned him. He said, why, the Son can do nothing but what he sees the Father doing. And whatsoever things that the Father doeth, he showeth the Son. The Son can do what the Father has already done. Now, what happened? The person prayed. They believed. They accepted. And then God shows the vision to his Son. His Son revealed it. And he said, now, these things that I did, could you also are greater, for I go unto my Father. Is that right? Now, the same signs and wonders are here. We just got to close because it's getting late. I'm sorry that I've been this long. Now, look here, friends. Again tonight. The hour is here now. The time has come for a decision. The time has come when I've got to call a number of people. My little boy said, I just filled both pockets full of cards, Daddy, just did not ever work. All right. I want you all to be ready now to be healed. I believe with all my heart that God is going to help you. What do you think about it, ladies, for that day? Do you believe that with all your heart? Do you believe, little boy, with you? You do? What do you, lady? You believe with all your heart? You there, do you believe? You, I know you do. You believe with all your heart, and you? Down through that, would you believe with all your heart? Now look, you do this. You do this time. Paul said, be followers of me as I follow Christ. If the Spirit of God who came to me that night and said that I was born in this world to pray for sick people, that I was to pray for sick people all over the world, I'm making one of the tour that will practically cover the world now. And he told that if I prayed for sick people, didn't say nothing else about it. The Bible said if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Jesus sent his word and healed the sick. In any way, then when I questioned told him that they wouldn't believe me, he said, you'll be given two signs, as the prophet Moses was given two signs. Now that was an easy thing for me to say, because I had to take that angel at his word, and I took him at his word, and he's confirming the thing. And as well as I love you people here, and that I see and know you're here, tourists, and coming here, has been sick and laying out here in these and sunny slopes and around trying to get rid of tuberculosis and diseases, my heart goes for you. How would I want to see you well? Now, please believe this tonight, that Jesus Christ will hear, if it stand right here, and offer prayer for this entire crowd, and you would everyone believe it with one accord, God would heal every person in the building. You do it. Now, I'm going to have a prayer line. Call up some people and say for them, I don't know, I'm just going to do what the Lord tells me to do tonight. I don't know how to get you. How many wants to be prayed for? Let's see your hands. Many, many hundreds. Now, look, dear friend, I wish I could just come down and take each one of you here at the platform, stand you up here. I realize that brings faith. Certainly it does. That brings faith. When you're told of your troubles and so forth, and sometimes things back in your life and things that you've done, that does. But just as God has on these here to be on the platform, he has the same attitude towards you out there. Don't you believe that? Now, everybody be reverent. How many of you going to believe with all your heart and be praying out there that God will heal you? All right. I believe that He will now. Let's bow our heads. Their sister or brother, whoever's laying there. I want you to play Abide With Me just now, if you will. I just feel the angel of the Lord is near now. Our Heavenly Father, we love Thee tonight, dear Jesus. We love Thee so much. Thou didst first love us and gave Thyself for us. And now tonight here is the purchase of Your blood here before me. Many poor, sick, crippled up people. And I know, Lord, if You don't help, there'll be many of them won't be here in a few days. They'll have to pass beyond the veil. Save them, Father, now I pray. If they be not Christians, save them. That You take them home to glory. Father, I pray that somehow, that while I am ministering by Thy Spirit tonight to Your people, that they will see and believe with all their hearts, and may this be a great night. Father, I pray for these here that are found on these chairs and crutches and stretchers and cots and, Lord, them people are really sick. You know every one of them. Give me favor before them, will You, Lord? If they might just say, well, I'm going to take this word for it. Lord, I'm trying to tell them it's Your word, not mine. Grandfather, tonight, that great things may be accomplished for the glory of Thy Son, Christ Jesus, while we ask it in His name. Amen. All right. Billy Paul in. Hundreds. What's the letter? All right. I tell you what, let's do. The game is Z. Z is the letter that they give out today. Each day we give out so many. Then all I don't get, Brother Holland gets them the next day. He prays for all men. Each night we give out a new group of cards. You will just continue to play that while I'm praying for this sick people. I just love that piece, don't you? Abide with me. God grant that you will abide with me. Now, I want all of you people in here, out there, wherever you are, I want, now, if your prayer card is called, I want you to line up. And if it isn't until it's called, just hold your place and wait, be reverent. And then just keep praying. Just keep praying. And say, God, I believe everything that's been said. I believe Your word. I believe it with all my heart. I believe Brother Branham told me the truth, and I'm going to believe that I'm going to be healed and well right now. And to the rest of you that's around, out to the outside, remember now, let me make this, because this is really lawful that I do this. I'm not responsible for critics, because these diseases go right from one to another. You know, how many know that to be true? Been in other meetings and seen out there go right from one to another. So now remember, if cancer or whatever it might be, or epileptic or something coming into the line, if you don't be reverent, I will not be responsible. And you might bring the patient to the platform, but if it's an irreverent spirit, it certainly won't come out. That's right. Because He said if you get the people to believe you, then I have the authority from my Heavenly Father to ask and believe that He'll do it. But if the person's been irreverent, I have no authority, no faith for it at all. But it's those who are reverent. Well, let's... What was that? Would you please pray for us? Now, will everybody be in prayer now? Let's just begin out here. Let's begin just from number one and start from number one and line up over here. Number one prayer card. Then be number two, number three, number four, number five, on down, number six, number seven, number eight. How many can you put down there, Brother Sherry? About 10 or 15 line up down there somewhere. All right, everybody reverent. Take 10 first so you won't get them all. Everybody have to stand a long time because seldom we ever get over that. Yes, yes.
Let me check all these wrong here. Some of them are hard here, and you look along on these. See if any of these crippled people here got them, if they have, and you fix them up there where they are. V1 to 10 or 15, somewhere along. Check all them. I've been calling here every night, and I've been wanting to see someone to get up here. Maybe that's selfish. Maybe I oughtn't to do that. Or maybe God forgive me. Be really reverent. Be respectful with all your heart. All right. Now, some of the, if they got, did I get too many up there? Okay. We sometimes are slow and have to wait just a little bit. And tonight, of course, it's going to be a little strange. My minister brother is sitting here on the platform, and be conscious of that. They're a man of God. But do you realize, look at here, friends, from this side's coming spirit, from this side's coming spirit, here's coming spirit, and here's coming spirit. Mighty easy to get mixed up, don't you think so? It is. You can even have, you notice at the night time, I usually turn the patient around this way to talk to him. You know what that is? Get my back to you all. That's true. And I want you to, as you're standing here tonight, praying, down there in the prayer line, I want to ask every one of you, if you believe with all your heart that God's going to make you well, do you believe it? All your heart? All right. Come ahead, brother. Send our blessings upon the man, and he may receive his blessings. Just now go off the platform and be well, for we ask it in the name of God, Son, Jesus Christ. All right. Let us pray praise be to God. I ever want ready. You better be in prayer, if you will. It makes it kind of awfully hard. I'm not so conscious, not of you, brother, being God, no, you're believing, but you see, you're a human being, you got a spirit, and that spirit's moving every way like that, getting my attention in. All right, lady, you come here. I want you to look right this way, sister. I want you to believe me with all your heart. Trying it a little hard. I can't get the anointing just the way it should be, you see. And I want you to believe. You know, many times our master, sometimes he took a man by the hand, let him out of the crowd, went outside the city, stood out there and talked to him. Remember that? One time there was a whole bunch of people in, and they were weeping and all tore up, confused. And a little girl had just died. The people were all confused about it. And Jesus put everyone out of the house and took the mother and father, just with some of his campaign men, Peter, James, and John, walked in the room, took the little girl by the hand, called her life back. Remember that? Well, then it was also practiced down by St. Peter when Dorcas died. Remember that? The widows up there were all weeping because she'd been so kind to them. And Peter come in and see them all tore up. He put them out of the house so he could find what God wanted to do, see? When I hear there's hundreds of people sitting there wanting to get in that line, see? It's got them, see? It makes it hard. Now, I'm just talking to you like the master that talks to the woman at the well. Now, we're strangers, aren't we, sister? We don't know each other. We're strangers in life. If there's anything to be known of your life, it would have to come through the supernatural. Isn't that right? I believe that you're a Christian. I believe you're a Christian woman. And you have been for some time. You're awfully nervous, for one thing. Half your nervousness is a type of nervousness, a weary nervousness. Isn't that right? You're awful. A person to take other people's troubles to, aren't you? You're crossing bridges before you get to them, they call it. Isn't that right? I see that always happening before you, something's blocking you like that, because you make plans and it never comes out that way. You get in your mind something's going to happen and it doesn't just take that way. Isn't that right? And I stopped only just a moment. It's kind of hard. Everybody do prayer, please. I just looked at the way, sister. I want to talk to you. See, just order to contact your spirit. I've seen a vision coming up from a child, from a little girl. And I have to speak it as it's coming, you see, or I don't get it. Now, just keep praying. You're conscious of something here, isn't it? You're conscious. It's the spirit of the Lord. You believe it? Yes, ma'am. I see it coming back again now. Oh, yes. You have something. It's in it's your stomach, isn't it? You have stomach trouble, isn't that right? Yes, ma'am. I see it's the food and stuff that you can't digest right. Isn't that right? Something like hot food has caused you to have like a spasm in the stomach, regurgitation, souring. Your teeth become sensitive, caused you to have persistent headaches and things. Isn't that right? That is right. That's true, sister. That wasn't me talking now. That was something else talking. That's the angel of the Lord. Do you believe me as his prophet? Would you obey me as his prophet? You go and eat anything you want to, your stomach troubles will be all right here in your mouth, sister. Stop letting the Lord. I felt another stomach trouble or something right in here, moving somewhere, just at the same time as in the field. I guess a moment. I'm spirit sympathized one with another. I was riding this way. I could tell it. I could see the two was crossing up somewhere. There was a cross. Now, everybody be real reverent. Just reverent. I can see it again. Was that what it was, sister? God bless you, my sister. Huh? Aren't you one of these ministers' wives that I met you the other day? That's right. Or if you were believing for her, that was your faith, sister, that was pouring in. That's right. That's right. All right, sister. You come forward here. Now, there's a minister's wife sitting there. See, it's her faith, sister, brother. Do you understand? It's her faith. You believe me. Just believe one time. Look, my minister testified at the meeting the other day. And God said, I do work, though it be done by man, yet you'll not believe it. See, I am trying to say that it is not me. Your faith is what operates that. Without faith, there's nothing. You can't receive anything. The people who beat him on the head with a stick and said, prophesy, it was no virtue at all to them. See, the soldier believed it. Now, you're the patient. Now, I want you to kind of come over this way just a little bit, if you will. I want you to stand right there. Now I want you to just let yourself be quiet. Now, I just want to contact you. It's just a little difficult, so you don't understand what I mean. Now, we're strangers, aren't we? I've never seen you knowingly. I don't know nothing about you. And we've just met here at this time. Now, the Holy Spirit's so timid, you know, very timid. And I must find favor with him first. Now, brethren, you just stay near to my right. Now, can you understand, see what I'm speaking of? Now, that's the angel of the Lord is coming to me now. Yes. Your health hasn't been good for a long time, has it, sister? Of course, like the lady that just passed through, you're nervous, extremely nervous. Your sight's not good. You're nearsighted, aren't you, sister? Your sight, you don't see very good. You've been that way for some time, haven't you? And you...
Just look this way. You remember when the master was talking to someone and he had a personal contact and sent all his disciples away and a lady came out to the well. Is that right? You remember that?
Yes.
And he said, one word to go get your husband. He said, I have no husband. He told her, isn't that right? You're a Christian believer. And you've been seeking God for a deeper walk with God, too, and I've seen you praying. Yeah, there it is. You've got plenty of trouble, too, haven't you? That's right. Go home. God bless you and your heel, my dear. God bless you. Let us say praise the Lord. Everybody real reverent. My friends, you know the life that that takes from a human. Or it's something else, sister. How did you, sister? Of course, I can see you're wearing glasses, but just no doubt you have something wrong with your eyes, but I just want to talk to you just a little bit. Do you believe with all your heart? Yeah, I believe that, sister. You're a good, conscientious person. I believe that. What would you think that is that you feel at this time? You think that's the Spirit of God that you believe in? Like a reverend, isn't it? You have complications, many things wrong with you. Of course, this is your age. You had an old trouble that bothered you for a long time. You also have stomach trouble, too.